You're listening to SBS News. A diagnosis of prostate cancer used to mean invasive surgery and the resulting side effects. But protocols have now changed, so men with small cancers don't need surgery and are instead put on a program called active surveillance. That usually involves three blood tests within 2 years and a follow-up biopsy. But the co-author of a Monash University study, Associate Professor Declan Murphy, says tracking more than 1,600 men over 6 years has shown most were not properly monitored.
Our current study has, somewhat to our surprise, shown that in men in Victoria who are being managed with surveillance, over 75% of them actually aren't really complying with what we think is a minimum requirement for surveillance for their cancer.
Only 433 of more than 1,600 men tracked were properly followed up with the blood tests and biopsy on time. Dr. Murphy, who's a urologist at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre in Melbourne, says he suspects the men themselves are at least partly to blame.
I suspect that the blame lies not just within patients not turning up for investigations, but perhaps also hospitals or clinicians not having good systems in place to remind patients that they should have a blood test from time to time and they do need a further biopsy of their prostate from time to time.
Prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among men in Australia and the third most common cause of cancer death. One in six men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer by the age of 85, most commonly after the age of 65. The symptoms can include frequent urination, particularly at night, pain and a weak stream when urinating, or pain in the back or pelvis. More widespread disease often spreads to the bones and leads to pain or an unexplained weight loss and fatigue. Prostate cancer is diagnosed through a blood test which measures a substance called prostate-specific antigen, or PSA. High PSA levels indicate a problem with the prostate, such as cancer. Declan Murphy says men on the active surveillance program need to realise that their cancers could worsen, so regular monitoring is essential.
In that same group of patients whose cancer does not look aggressive and can be managed with surveillance, about 20 to 30% of these patients over the following 5 years will have their cancer reclassified to a more aggressive type, and therefore the advice will change and those men should consider treatment. But if the patients are not having the appropriate surveillance, then we may lose that opportunity to identify this 20 or 30% of patients in whom the cancer changes.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.